You know I can be found sitting home all alone. Early evening in Soho. All the birds in their doorways. Slouching, blagging, sad guys in Packamacs up from the suburbs. Accountants, solicitors, greengrocers seeking solace. I was feeling very poetic that evening. And there were the law, the crime squad making their usual rounds to the pawn shops to pick their usual weekly backhand dropsy. And there was I, pounding the beat between calves, digging those sounds from the plaintive jukeboxes. Presley is king. And smell that heavenly aroma of coffee being ground. The French calf, heart and soul of Bohemia. In we go.
Simon, darling, beloved angel, can you possibly loan me a knicker, sweetie pie, until my ship comes in?
Bungus, half a crown, mate, go on. Till later.
You happen to have a spare benzodrine inhaler in your scarf?
Blaggers of the world unite. Sorry, one and all, I'm skint.
I was waiting for Victor, looking after Louis's copy of the Braque painting while Victor was off somewhere, along the nefarious alleyways behind Bond Street, hopefully flogging the original. Victor had it all worked out. The one I had was going to be returned to Ivka and Roy. Outrageous. Disgusting.
So, I'm guilty. So what? Stoke Newington demands the death penalty. Parents, go to hell.
Talking to yourself, Simon.
Dolores, I was actually contemplating the future of the universe and how I could help its downfall. How's business?
Risk. The Cold War doesn't affect fellas between the sheets if they can hold out that long.
Kosher bacon sandwich and a cup of tea, please, Werner.
Thought you said you were broke.
I'll be loaded once my mate Victor gets here.
All right. I trust you for the very last time. One kosher bacon sandwich coming up.
Marvellous.
I still hadn't quite got over my joy of being there. How I escaped the death sentence by breaking out of my condemned cell of Stoke Newington. There was no suburban morality in Soho. No religion. God was dead, thank God. But to compensate, there was always Imogen.
Their halls are lined with tiger rugs. And their walls with heads of bison.
Hi, Imogen. You look wonderfully undone.
Sit on your ass for 50 years and hang your hat on a pension.
Louis, what's wrong? Why are you crying?
Imogen's torturing me. Why do I stay with her? Why does she cling to me?
Be brave, Louis. It's not the end of the world till next Friday.
Can I wait that long?
Then I saw her in the corner. My honey-limbed goddess.
Hey, Sarah. Didn't see you there. How are you, darling? Sarah?
Simon?
Oh. You sound cold.
It's a cold world.
Sarah, are you freezing me out?
That's up to you.
Sarah, wait. Where are you going?
Look, I wish to read my book. I'm sitting down at the other end, and I do not wish to be disturbed.
I understand. I shall see you later.
Maybe. Bye.
Louis, is she cooling?
I am the last person to understand the labyrinthian ways of women.
She's playing a game. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. How wonderful. Women are such intangible creatures. What's wrong?
Rien. Gar nicht.
Why are tears cascaded from your cheeks?
Simon, Imogen's walked out, and I just love that chick.
Where's the nice young geezer who wanted this bacon sandwich?
Thanks, Werner. How can I repay you?
It was money.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give birth to an auto-destructive poem.
Hey, Schmeckle, don't stand on my chair.
Oh, God, here he goes.
He's not at it again.
Yeah, come on, Simon. Give it to us. Hot from the soul.
Werner, I need music.
You're all mad. One day I shall retire to the graveyard, please God. Then I shall get some peace.
I love you, Werner. For an Alsatian, you're almost human. Right, auto-destructive poem coming up. Ode to a kosher bacon sandwich about to be consumed. Oh, oh, ye gods of war, war! After this annihilatus, after this crisis, the smoked, streaky cryolard, that smell, that unforgettable, pungent, proscribed, goyish pleasure. Oh, we gods of Abraham, crack, 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 ling, ling, linger, smell our grunting cloven brethren, Francis Bacon. Oh, we sizzling sin, we are ready. Oh, bomb, we love you. We are waiting for the eternal abattoir. Come, comrade pig, enough, enough of words. Oh, I love you so much, let me consume thee. Snort, snort, snort.
Simon, you look like Eros up there.
Victor, you're back. What happened?
We're rich.
You sold it. The Brock.
Simon, darling, please shut up. Let's get out of here.
You did the dastardly deed.
Oh, I knew you would. My knees are wobbly.
How much?
Take a Sturm powder and let's get out of here. Whither thou goest, I goest.
Oh, your eyes. They've got a brilliant crimson hue.
Let's go to the cave. It's darker, quieter there.
I must say goodbye to Sarah first.
Tell her. All the daggers she sends me, I thrust into my heart.
Sarah, I'm off now.
Goodbye.
I'll see you later.
Maybe. Goodbye.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
We were so good together.
Yes, Simon. What else do you want?
I love you, darling. I do need you so much.
Simon, I think I know what you and Victor are up to.
You don't. No, not really. One day your eyes will open and you too will learn to love Victor.
Simon, I mean this. It's him or me.
Oh, it's you. It's always you. Trust me. Goodbye.
Sarah was classy, beautiful. A real firecracker. But she was a bit boring where morality was concerned. She could not see that we were the avant-garde, prophets of a new age. How could I resist that shimmering man who was leading me into such sweet sin? I would follow him anywhere, even to Walthamstow.
Victor! 8,000 pounds?
8,000 buttes in cash.
We're rich! Rich!
Let's dance.
Careful. Too many thieving bastards about. Just dip your hands into this bag, lover.
Crispy white fibers. I love you. My fingers are drowning in ecstasy. We're rich!
Stinking, wildly, too-throbbing rich.
We're also criminals.
Simon, we are merely thieving from thieves. Let's celebrate.
You're right. I must be strong.
What have you done with Louis's copy?
It's in this bag here. Don't worry.
Careful. We're getting pissed tonight. If we lose this, everything falls apart.
We'll go to my place and I'll bung it under the mattress before we go anywhere.
Good on you. We'll need it for Ivka later.
Poor Ivka. Where are we going? The Savoy? Carriages? Wheelers? South of France?
Stoke Newington.
What?
It's about time I met your tribe. Let's celebrate with your parents.
Simon, how nice! Why are you ringing on the door? You've got a key, you're not a stranger.
Mother, I am a stranger. Mother, this is my special friend, Victor.
Victor! How handsome, how suntanned. Come in. I've heard so much about you.
Mrs. Green, now I know how Simon acquired his dramatic good looks.
Victor, flattery will get you everywhere. What a marvellous surprise. Leonard!
Are we in time for supper?
Your timing is perfect. I was just serving up the fried fish.
It's Friday night. No chicken soup?
Simon, you know we hate chicken soup. Leonard will be so delighted to see you. Leonard! Leonard! Where is that man?
What's so urgent? Has the Cold War turned hot?
Leonard, this is Victor, Simon's very nice friend.
Oh, what do you mean by nice?
Leonard, relax. Everything with him has sinister undertones. He sees sexual deviants lurking in every corner.
How wonderful. Please introduce me to them.
Oh!
Come in. Take the weight off your neurosis and make yourself at home.
Beautiful. This is the best fried fish I've ever had. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Simon, darling, don't stuff your mouth.
Victor's, inherited a sheep station.
Nice.
Half a horseradish sauce.
He's only just heard. He's suddenly rich.
Simon, you eat like it's the end of the world.
It is.
Leonard, your face is true to your politics. It's gone red.
Our Prime Minister is a prime idiot. Criminal. Gone off for mum's hat.
Leonard, we've got guests.
Our son, a guest.
Did you hear what I said, Dad? Victor and I are going into business.
Well, I should live to see my son become a capitalist.
Victor has just inherited a sheep station. Isn't that nice?
In New South Wales, Australia.
England's become one gigantic sheep station.
Simon and I seem to have fallen on our feet.
Easily he falls on his arse. So, Simon, how's my socialist? How's the world of poetry? Making a few, Bob?
No, I'm making a living. Look. We're in the money. We're in the money.
Fibers. Crisp new fibers. For poetry.
I told you he was a genius. No other explanation.
You didn't get that from hard work. Poor are far too busy slaving away to make money.
These are beautiful. What are they called?
Latkes.
Latkes? Food of the gods. Lily, you really are a fabulous cook.
Me? I loathe cooking. Leonard does the cooking. Leonard, Victor's complimenting you.
Thanks. Enjoy the Last Supper.
I love this place. Simon, congratulations. You have such original parents. And these are remarkable photographs. Who are they?
Grandparents from the shtetl, Russia.
How brave they look. How dignified. Simon, you must be very proud of your lineage. And that necklace you're wearing, Lily, it's so beautiful. That intricate work, it's obviously quite valuable.
Quite. It's old Russian gold, handed down. The only thing of any value we possess. The only heirloom, apart from Simon.
I feel sick.
You shouldn't stuff yourself.
You can talk. Are you absolutely sure you're my father?
Take no notice, Victor. This is the way they embrace.
Lily, you are a woman of remarkable Hebraic beauty.
Is he talking about my wife?
You might have walked straight out of the desert.
Yes, and I'm walking straight into the kitchen.
Strudel, anyone?
Lily, please let me help you.
I do not trust that gentleman.
Victor! What a pleasant surprise! Welcome to Soho Galleria. Have you met my greatest artist, friend, and seer, Yankel Bloom?
You mean the Yankel Bloom? Yes, we have met. And it's been my great pleasure.
Why was it a pleasure?
Yankel is genius. We are just discussing final details of his next one-man show.
If care about the money. It is now 10 months.
Oh, yes, darling. We settle everything next Tuesday. You do remember beautiful Victor?
Yes. You are the smart-ass Australian everybody is talking about.
Are they? Most encouraging. Yankel, I'm going to revolutionize the art world. Please read this, my latest diatribe.
Death of the Figurative by Victor Campbell. The visual arts have reached their nadir, the point of no return. Figurative, conceptual artists have spawned a decade of decadence, a climate of mediocrity. They are the guilty men who sit comfortably upon their fat complacency. They should be visionaries, leading us out of these bankrupt times. Wonderful! Fantastic! Crap! What does it mean? No, don't tell me. I have kippers to fry. Ivka. Goodbye, Mr. Campbell. It has been my dubious pleasure.
Yankel, beloved, 1,000 kisses. Wrap up warm. I will phone Museum of Art New York this morning, I promise. And later speak with Marc Chagall in Paris about some words, about your original vision for the press release. Poor Marc. He is so jealous of you, Yankel. Oh, but must you go so soon, my precious, precious darling?
Yes, I have to buy some turnips. Urgently. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, darling baby. Great, adorable genius.
Farewell, Yankel. I shall always cherish your kind words. A beautiful man.
Victor, why did you come here? It's just by chance. Roy is visiting his mother in Surbiton.
Ivka, I'm afraid I have some bad news. How can I tell you? In ancient Greece, the bearer of bad tidings was put to death.
What are you trying to say to me?
The Brach. This Brach. Your Brach is a fake.
Are you crazy? It's for a thousand.
I'm very sorry, Ivka. This is a very good copy.
Impossible. Roy has certificate of authenticity. You must stop saying ridiculous things. Tell me you are joking, please, before I cut my throat.
If only I could. Ivka, I took the painting to Ben Gosling. As you know, he's the world's leading Brach specialist. He admired it as a very good copy. But of course, if you doubt his judgment, you must check with someone else.
God, this is the end of everything. This will destroy Roy.
Ivka, how can I help
you? No one can help me.
Ivka, my poor sweet child, what are we going to do about Roy?
He must never find out. Victor, you must promise to me. Roy must never know.
Ivka, trust me. I will help you in any way I can.
He's so naive. He's so trusting. All these years he thought he had Brach. The fool. I despise him. I love him. And I'm devastated. And beyond. Come into the office, please. And make love to me. Now. Incessantly.
Ivka, here. Baby, it's too dangerous. Be patient and we shall feast on each other later. I promise.
Oh, my darling, hold me tight. Squeeze life out of me. Obliterate everything. And please tell me I am dreaming this.
You are dreaming this.
Thank you. Crush me. Blot out pain of existence.
Simon, Victor, my friends, the usual?
Champagne, dear boy, tonight, and join us.
Gosh, we are brilliant. See you later.
Hey, where are you going? I've just ordered bubbly.
Must go check my chick Sarah before she freezes up on me. Where are you shacking?
Here, with Boston, but Stumm, he doesn't know it yet.
Victor, it's been a wonderful day. See you later in the French.
Be strong, Simon. Sing the bones.
Bye, Boston.
Yeah, keep the faith.
Boston, baby, come close. The devil is so lonely tonight. I have a little favor to ask. I need somewhere to lay my head and sing my bones, just for a few days. I don't dig hotels.
Victor, you surprise me. You may move in, but not too close, if you get my drift.
Baby, give us a kiss.
Things were moving. Les jeux sont faits, as they say in Pig Alley. The die was cast. Victor moved into Boston's place, upstairs from the jazz cellar, and we were all set to go. I just couldn't wait to see my honey-limbed goddess again, and as I rushed upstairs to Sarah's gaff to share my good fortune, I just knew she would be proud of me and melt and fall into my arms. My personal Cold War was over. Then I heard Louis mumbling through his door, his head, as usual, stuffed with drunken crap.
You're mine, at last. Sarah, bird in flight, fly to me. Yes, yes, Brach, I love you. Mine, at last. Sarah,
I'm back. Sarah, darling, I'm back.
Hello, Simon.
Even intoxicated pterodactyls do it.
Please, Sarah, we haven't for eons.
Not now.
D'accord. Later on, after coffee.
Simon, we must talk.
Absolutely, I hate silent lovemaking.
Simon, I've something to say to you.
And I have something to give you. Here.
No, I can't, thank you.
What? Why?
I do not want earrings from you.
But I chose these especially. The emerald. Emerald chips and seed pearls set in gold. They're Georgian.
They're beautiful, but of dubious origin.
Hey, I bought them in the Burlington Arcade.
But where'd you get the money? Simon, the time has come for truth.
Truth? In Soho?
Simon, I think you'd better move out. I need space.
What? Hey, after all, we haven't yet been through together. You want me to go? Sarah, I can't live without you. Where would I go?
Move in with Victor. You two have a great thing going.
I love you. You are my first and only love.
Simon, move out today. Now. Excuse me. I must talk to Louis.
Timor mortis conturbat me. Enfa!
Normally I did not listen at doors, but this sudden blossoming of friendship between my goddess and that fat slob intrigued and infuriated me.
Louis, how beautiful. It's me.
Of course, it's my secret painting of you.
It's amazing.
Do you like it?
I like it, I love it.
What was he after, as if I didn't know? What are all men after?
Sarah, I love you.
What?
Look, I've been working on this canvas for 10 months and 3 days. Take it, it's yours, because I love you.
Louis, what can I say?
Say you love me.
Louis, please.
Listen, Imogen's moved out.
I know.
She moved out because I love you. Sarah, Sarah, there's two of you now. How wonderful. I'm pissed in vino veritas. I love you, Sarah. Sarah, where are you? Ah, Sarah, I want you to move in with... I want to cook you some Scotch broth tonight. Wait, don't go. Why did you visit me?
I just wanted to say we must stop Victor.
I agree. Sarah, where are you?
Going. Goodbye, Louis. Please get sober. See you later.
Sarah, I will become a sober Jew for you. Shall I circumcise myself now?
No!
Sarah! Most important of all, what is the sound of one hand clapping? Oh, I need to come down to earth. Get my head examined.
Simon, have you been spying on me?
Sarah, I'm sorry, but I have some rather sad news. I think for both our sakes, we should part. A trial separation.
Simon, you're so sweet.
How dare you? I hereby renounce you. Locks, thighs, and paradise.
Simon, you really must get out of his clutches. He's evil, wicked.
I wish I could be half as wicked. Definitive auto-destructive poem coming up. World, hear me. I have terminated my passionate relationship with both Sarah and the muse of poetry. I, at the peak of my power, at the height of my potency, hereby renounce and relinquish both my goddesses. From now on, I have decided to become stinking rich. Terminus, utter opus.
Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay. Me singing the blues.
Meanwhile, back at the Raunch above Boston's Jazz Cellar, Victor was settling in.
Oh?
Victor.
Lily. Hebraic beauty. I knew you'd come.
I was on my way to the sales. I popped in.
What can I offer you?
Victor, you said you needed to talk to me urgently about Simon.
Did I?
Yes, in the kitchen, remember?
Oh, yes, of course.
Is Simon talented? Is he really going to make it as a poet?
He's uncommonly talented. He will succeed beyond belief. He is deep and beautiful, like you.
So why did you need to talk to me?
No reason.
Oh, I must go.
Lily, I want you here. And if you would be honest with yourself, you want to be here.
Please let me go. He wouldn't like me to be here.
Simon is in the process of change. We must help him understand that even parents are flesh and blood with deep,
urgent needs, that life is not neat, that sometimes the undertow smashes through and sweeps one away.
Oh, Victor.
Do you dance?
I used to dance all the time before my husband died.
What? You're a wicked woman. You're just what I need.
That's what I'm afraid of.
My dear woman, do you think I want you here to seduce you?
Oh, of course not.
But I do.
Please, let me go.
Oh, wonderful. You're wearing your beautiful golden Russian necklace.
Oh, please let me go, please.
Juno-esque sensuality. So plump and strong, yet so vulnerable. I find you so complex, so irresistible.
Oh, Victor, am I?
I long for you. You should be fulfilling yourself as a woman.
Oh, no, please don't. Stop it. Stop it. Oh, no. Oh, no. Please don't stop it. Please don't stop it.
Down here, yes, down here. That's good. That's nice. Just relax. Yes. Yes, you're fire. You're fire. Oh, God, you're fantastic. You're dynamite.
Oh, Victor. This is the end of my cozy world. But I love my husband. I love my husband.
Oh, what's love got to do with it?
The fat is in the fire. And I'm letting you into my big secret, so don't tell anyone. All this I discovered with the benefit of hindsight. I hadn't yet found out about my best friend and my best mother. Otherwise, my God, I would have strangled both of them. But inside, they were sort of strangling each other. Imagine my middle-aged mother actually enjoying sex. It doesn't bear thinking about. Oh, Soho nights. I just wanted to drown myself in them.
Don't be cruel. To a heart that's true. Don't be cruel. To a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
In part three of Soho Nights by Bernard Copps, Simon was played by Ronan Vibert, Victor by Patrick Toomey, Sarah, Federe Holmes, Ivka, Fenella Fielding, Roy, John Watts, Lewis, David Bannerman, and Imogen by Melinda Walker. Tom was played by Steve Hodson, Boston, Chris Gilbert, Yankil, Jeffrey Siegel, Bailiff, Ian Ratcliffe, Lily, Anne Beach, and Leonard by Jonathan Adams. Other parts were played by Peter Aker. The director was Alan Drury.